Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Thursday, March 25th. Now be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, so you can get updates to the sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section, who are your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today? We're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Jordan Poole, James Wiseman, RJ Barrett, Harrison Barnes, and Julius Randle on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites, my top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, we're going to the point guard spot. We're grabbing Ben Simmons, 8,200, projected for 43. The goal is 51, and he's in the optimal lineup 31% of the time. This looks great for Ben Simmons. No LeBron, no AD, no problem. No Joel Embiid as well. 36 minutes, 1.19 fantasy points per minute. It's a pace neutral spot for Simmons, and he's going to do a little bit of everything. 16.5 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists, 2.5 stocks. He can get there in many different ways, and if the aggression is there, if the points can climb, the rebounds and assists are going to be there. I really like getting to Simmons. I think he should be a bit more expensive with Joel Embiid out, so I'm happy to grab this value on a 5-game slate. Next up at number four, we're staying at the point guard spot. De'Aaron Fox, 8,900, projected for 46.5. The goal is 53. He's in the optimal lineup 32% of the time, looking pretty similar to Simmons relative to salary. Fox is playing even bigger minutes, so I've got him in for 37. 1.26 fantasy points per minute because huge pace up spot for the Kings. They gain 3.4 possessions over their average by taking on the Golden State Warriors, a team that you're not really worried about defensively, and they don't have Steph Curry. We're talking 26 points for Fox, 5 boards, 8 assists, another 2 stocks. This matchup does not get better. Well, I mean, I guess technically it does. You can face the Wizards, but it's really high end in terms of where matchups go. Fox had a monster last night. It's not stopping me from going straight back to him. Between Fox and Simmons at the point guard spot, I don't think that you can go wrong. For number three, we're heading to the Warriors power forward eligible Draymond Green. He's 7K, projected for 34. The goal is 46, and he is in the optimal lineup 34% of the time. I gave him 34 minutes. We're talking about 1 fantasy point per minute. And speaking of guys that do a little bit of everything, here's one that actually does. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal and a half, and a block. Pace neutral spot against Sacramento, but pace isn't really the worry. The fact that the Sacramento Kings defense is as bad as it is the real appeal. Draymond's going to carve these guys up. A triple-double seems more than plausible. Would you be surprised to see a Draymond Green line today of 11, 11, and 11 with however many steals and blocks? That's really the piece that's going to set you apart. He's going to do a little bit of everything today. And offensively, we know he's a little bit challenged, but on a day like today against the Kings, I could see him sneaking into a couple extra baskets. Now at number two, I've got another power forward for you guys. That would be Bam Adebayo. Flat 8K, projected for 41. The goal is 50, and we're taking a big step up in tier. 40% of the time, Bam is showing up in the optimal lineup. I just love his raw point ceiling. It's a slight pace down spot against Portland, but at the very least, you're getting a good matchup. Portland, not all that great defensively. 34 minutes, about 1.2 fantasy points per minute. Just projected for a straight double-double, 19 and 10, but you still get 4 assists and 2 stocks. I really like Bam going up against Portland. They don't really have the front court to really slow him down. I guess that could be Derek Jones Jr., but a little thin. And Bam probably has a little bit of familiarity with DJJ, considering he used to be on the Heat. Look, Bam's point ceiling at a power forward position that's a little thin today, other than he and Randall, and I guess Draymond Green. It's a three-horse race, really. You can see that's 74 and Randall. We're talking about 100% of your 200% exposure at power forward going to Bam, going to Randall, going to Draymond Green. I'm cool with that. But Bam, very clearly at the top of the Heat. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Head on over to Twitter, follow this guy on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, and then hop into the comment section. Let me know who your favorite and least favorite contender is for today. And if you've got one that I didn't mention, let me know who it is. And finally, the unquestionable number one contender today, Tyrese Haliburton, shooting guard eligible, projected for 57. Nope. He is 5,700. He's projected for 35 fantasy points. The goal is 42, and he is in the optimal lineup 49% of the time. There's nothing not to like here. 36 minutes, just shy of a fantasy point per minute. That same pace-up spot that Fox has against Golden State. The matchup is amazing, truly amazing. And these guys are playing huge minutes. 18% usage, so even just slightly below average, but 16 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, you get 2.5 stocks. At 5,700, Haliburton is dramatically underpriced for the amount of minutes that he is playing now that he is back from injury. No Corey Joseph any longer either. Traded for DeLon Wright yesterday, which means Halliburton's minutes are even more firm. At least that's the way that I'm looking at it right now. He is the best play on the slate. It is not particularly close. I am loading up on Tyrese Haliburton, the clear-cut number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Thursday, March 25th. I am on the Strategy Show with Adam Kaufman today. Check that out. Process Show is in the books already. Go watch that. No Live Before Lock for me today, so keep your eyes peeled on Twitter. 6:30 Eastern Time, somewhere about there, where I will have my updates to my sim results. One more this week, and then we're done for the weekend. Good luck tonight, everybody. I'll see you guys again tomorrow morning.